You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Rosters are set. Football is back. Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, and Browns all open over the weekend. It's Eagles, Cowboys in the opener on Thursday Night Football. And with that, is our pleasure to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and bring back to the program the Hall of Fame former coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Bill Cowher. And Coach, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So I'm curious to get your perspective on Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin and how you think this marriage will go this season.
Well, I mean, I think it'll be just fine. I mean, I think the biggest thing is with Aaron Rodgers is getting there with Arthur Smith. Mm-hmm. I think he's been there. I think that they're getting along well. I think there's a lot of things that took place in the preseason, and I think it's going to be some continuity and some acclimation taking place early in the season with this new group of receivers, with this offensive line. But I think Aaron Rodgers has been a good addition to him. There have been a lot of changes in Pittsburgh. Obviously, the sense of urgency is been a reflection of that because since our last playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, Coach, that's sort of what I wanted to, one of the things I wanted to get your take on. You obviously go way back with that organization, mm-hmm. and that's the quintessential draft and develop organization. And for them now to be involved, I mean, Omar's in anybody who might be available anywhere in the league, like they're in on it and trading for number one wide receivers and shipping guys out and bringing guys in. It feels like there has been a different sort of sense of urgency with your historical perspective on it. How much do you think this has been a little bit of a shift from sort of the old paradigm?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a year-to-year thing. I think Omar has been very good. I don't know if it's a switch in philosophy. A year ago, I think the biggest thing is they did not hit with Kenny Pickett. And so the search for a quarterback began, and then last year they settled with Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, two guys from two different teams, both basically playing on one-year mm-hmm. contracts. And then this year it's a continuation of that with Aaron Rodgers. So that position has created a little bit of instability. Then you go to the receiver position, and certainly I think with George Pickens, the inconsistency was there. They went out and got DK Metcalf and made that arrangement. They still had gone back to the same development of an offensive line. I think that will be a key for the Steelers, to be quite honest with you. It's an offensive line. They built through the draft, and particularly those two young offensive tackles and with the running back group. So a good group of tight ends, getting Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey. Again, yes, those were kind of splash free agents that were there, and getting to the secondary and trying to get some veteran help in the secondary. It was young last year. A lot of miscommunication problems took place there. So I think they did that. And again, you know, I think when you look at their team, this is probably the best team they've had since they've won their last playoff game in terms of the depth they have, the mix of veteran and youth that they have in this team. And again, having that all come together and how quickly they come together will be a big key for them. But still, it's a tough division.
Yeah.
You know, I still think Baltimore is the team to beat. And Cincinnati, with what they did this offseason, and then Trey Henderson just signed his contract, they're going to be a team, again, we always see them start out slow and be a factor at the end of the season. We kind of see also with them the sense of urgency we saw. All of a sudden, you see Joe Burrow playing the first two games of the preseason, a couple of series. I think that was a message set right there. Mm.
We're talking with Bill Cowherd, Inside Access here on The Fan. You mentioned the Ravens, the favorites in this division. They've had their issues in the postseason, though, Coach. Seemingly self-inflicted wounds have cost them playoff games. Do you think this is the year that they get over the hump?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I think in the past, I think Lamar has tried to do too much. Mm. And I think that when you look at it, even 2 years ago, I think Todd Monken got away from the run. I think they're very true getting Derrick Henry with who they are and their identity. And I thought Lamar Jackson, his best game he played, and I think he showed a lot, was that last drive against the Buffalo Bills when he took them down 88 yards, scored a touchdown. They threw the ball 25 times. I thought he played a very solid game. Obviously, he had the unfortunate drop there by Andrews. But, you know, I think it's a football team with where they are, and I think Zach Ward got better as the season went along last year, making the switch that he did. You know, certainly taking Kyle Hamilton, moving to the back end, and they addressed that by getting Malachi Starks, and now they can keep Kyle back up in the front end. Because Kyle Hamilton, to me, is a lot like Troy Polamalu. The closer you get him to the line of scrimmage, the more disruptive he can become. And getting a guy like Malachi to man the back end, Jerry Alexander, and I really do like the Mike Green pick. I think he's going to be a great addition to the edge rushers that they have. And again, you look at this team, they're solid. Can the offensive line stay healthy like they did a year ago? A big key, you know, particularly I think with Stanley. And I mean, that's going to be a big part of them being able to continue to do what they're doing on offense. But it's a veteran team, and I think they got a really good coach in John Harbaugh. They know that the postseason ain't going to happen until you get through the regular season. They'll stay. They'll embrace the process of getting there. I think they still are the team to beat, particularly in AFC North and possibly in the AFC.
Coach, your buddy Andy Reid has done a lot of things you're not supposed to be able to do in this league for a long time, including winning 18 of 21 playoff games in one stretch. But this, you know, the team that loses the Super Bowl, it tends to be tough the next year, and their schedule looks like a bear, including starting in Brazil. And that division, Coach, there's almost 700 regular season NFL coaching wins in that division. There's 10 Super Bowl appearances. There's, I think, 5 Lombardi trophies and 3 or 4 national titles. Can the Chiefs defy the odds again, or could this be a bit much for them to get back to where we're used to seeing them?
How many times, Jason, you going to continue to count out the Chiefs?
Oh, I'm not counting them out, Coach. I'm not counting them out.
No, I know. I think we all have. I mean, I think a year ago we kept still talking about the fact that they won all these close games.
Yeah.
And it's going to catch up to them, and yet they continue to do it. The one thing I will say about the Kansas City Chiefs, they got the best threesome there is in the National Football League. That's Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Steve Spagnuolo. Mm. And all they have, those three, they're going to get involved. They'll be involved in every game, every week. And certainly, yeah, I think that division has gotten tougher. I think the Denver Broncos and Bo Nix can each make the next step the next year. And so Pete Carroll going down to the Raiders, and certainly you know, Jim Harbaugh, what he's able to do now in the second year, we will see now with the Chargers. But again, I go back to the same thing. This is still a football team that's very comfortable in close games, a football team that knows how to win and do the things it has to do, particularly in the latter part of the season. So has everyone caught up to them? I think the gap is certainly a lot less, but I would never discount the Kansas City Chiefs winning the AFC West or North, discount the Kansas City Chiefs once they get into the playoffs. Health will have a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. The offensive line has a lot to do with it. But again, all those other pieces are in place. That's Andy Reid. That's Patrick Mahomes. That's Steve Spagnuolo.
Coach, I'm curious. I just got finished watching the Cowboys documentary on Netflix, and you're featured in it because obviously you played the Cowboys in one of the Super Bowls. And I guess I'm asking you to relive this while I ask the question, how hard is it to relive that game, and how often do you think about that game? I had forgotten, and I'm in my 50s, so I was younger when that game was played, but like I've forgotten how close that game was and like just how close it was to the Steelers winning that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember the game like it was yesterday, to be quite honest with you. So, yeah, it was, I was a young 36-year-old guy going into that game, or 38 years old, excuse me. It was funny because I said, I think I remember saying that Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, and Emmitt Smith, they were all going to practice in their limos. And we were this little team from Pittsburgh in our yellow school bus, and we had our pads on, and we dressed up in our room, and we came to practice that way. So, but I think it was a game that we had every opportunity to win. We did the onside kick in the third quarter. We got ourselves back into that game. We started off very slow, and that was a good football team. And Cordell Stewart was playing receiver at the time. Mm-hmm. We ran a lot of five wides, kind of opened things up. It was a football team that quite frankly, Rod Woodson came back at the final odds, tearing an ACL in week one and making a play in the third quarter, pointing to his knee and him coming back, and I kept left the roster spot open. So it was a season that I will always remember very vividly in terms of being in Arizona and being that young. And we went back 10 years later and won it. But that was a team that was built by Jimmy Johnson and coached by Barry Switzer at the time. And they did beat us in the fourth quarter of that game. We had three interceptions by Neil O'Donnell. But I'll say this, we would never have gotten there if it wasn't for Neil O'Donnell. So I'm not going to put any blame on him for that. It's the way the ball bounced. But it was a much closer game than I think a lot of people thought it would be.
Go Terps. Got to ask you about the NFC, Coach, and in particular, how difficult is this for Dan Campbell to lose his OC, his DC, and his center?
Well, the Philadelphia, the center is going to be the big loss. Philadelphia lost their two coordinators last year, and you see what they did. So, but I think the center, I think that's a good call with that because that's a big loss for them. I think they're going to be fine. I think Dan Campbell is a guy that's built a culture there. It's kind of like the next man up, losing Aiden Hutchinson and what they continued to do last year. Aaron Glenn did that with that defense. And Dan, what they did on offense, I know the coordinators are gone, but he understood mm-hmm. that. And I remember talking to Dan last year. I said, the one thing when you have success, and I know I experienced that quite a bit in Pittsburgh, is you start to lose coordinators to head coaching jobs. And I said, it's a feather in your cap, but I may always make sure you have a backup plan. And if you can, it's best to always hire within so that it's continuity in what you're trying to do. That's why I love the fact of what John did last year when he lost his DC to Seattle and made Zach Orr the defensive coordinator. So you always want to keep continuity and also want to create a culture where that someone within your staff knows if they are do their job, there's a chance they'll get promoted and be the next man up if someone leaves off that staff. So I think it's a great job of building culture and also keeps continuity. I think Dan Campbell will do a good job of that. Matter of fact, we will be, CBS will be in Lambeau for that week one game. Ooh. Where the Green Bay Packers are hosting the Detroit Lions. We're looking forward to that one.
Wow,
sweet.
Awesome.
All right, excellent.
Bill Cowher, always a pleasure,
thank
sir.
You,
thank
Coach.
You so much for your time. We appreciate it. Jason owes you potato chips.
I do.
You do owe me.
I'm going to take care of it. I owe you a lot of potato chips, honestly, probably. No, you still sticking with the tried and true?
Yeah, I am. I do, and you know which ones they are.
I know what they are.
And you know what they are. So I'm still waiting for my bet.
All right, I'm on it.
Thanks, Coach. Right,
I'm putting it in my phone right now. Thank you.
You got it, Jason.
Hi,
guys.
Thanks.
Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens and Tyler Loop. He has had an awesome preseason. The Ravens got rid of the competition early. They did not add a kicker to the practice squad. Is Tyler Loop the real deal? We discuss next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.